Brett Laurie, the newest acquisition of the Toronto Blue Jays, acquired for Sean Markham. Brett, thanks so much for joining us in the Fan 590.
Hey, not a problem, man. Pleasure.
What went through your mind when you heard that the Jays had acquired you? I listened into your conference call yesterday, and it's pretty safe to say that I think you sort of suspected that the Brewers may be on the verge of moving you. But what went through your mind when you heard it was the Blue Jays?
Well, I mean, my first initial thought was, you know, how cool that, you know, I get to come back to Canada and, you know, represent my country again. It's been a while since I've got an opportunity to do that, but to be able to do that, hopefully in the Rogers Centre coming up here is going to be pretty cool. But I obviously knew that I was coming into the wintertime knowing that I was a definite candidate to get traded. So,
Have the Blue Jays told you what position you will be playing yet? I mean, I have been told by people they want you to play second base. I've heard other people say they'd like you to play third. I kind of like my sources that are saying second base. But have they given you any indication as to what position you'll play in?
Not too sure. They're in between second and third, so I think they're going to take spring training as an opportunity to check out my tools at each position, and I'm sure they're going to acquire themselves on my ability at each position, and what they need is, you know, what I'm going to do. So,
Brett Laurie joins us in the Fan 590. Where would you rather play? Not to create any controversy, but I mean, you seem to, from talking to Brewers people and from what I'm reading, you seem to have made a lot of strides at second base.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I've played my whole professional career so far. I've only had 2 years, two full seasons under my belt. But yeah, no, I have played second base every year, each of those years. So as far as second base goes, yeah, I like it. I think for myself, whatever gets me to, you know, the big leagues the fastest, and whatever the Blue Jays need me to do, I'm more than happy to do.
Is it going to be different for you coming to a new team at spring training? Because, you know, you'll be dealing with new coaches, and I know you've been a professional for a couple of years now, but new organization, new coaches. You know, are you at all concerned about having to impress people right out of the gate?
You know, I think this for me is just a good opportunity. I get a chance to prove myself in front of some new people that I haven't met yet. I'm just excited to get going. Obviously, meet some new guys and try and get in with the big league club as best I can, and you know, make some friends there. I think it's more about myself just going out there and just doing my thing and continue to play hard, and that's what everybody from the Blue Jays knows that I do, is that I go out there and I give 150% every single time. So I know if I do that, then I'm sure I'm going to have some people on my side. So
Brett Laurie joins us in the Fan 590. Do you see yourself being up here at the end of the 2011 season? Like, what is your timetable? I know it may not jibe with the Jays, but I mean, you seem to be a guy who's pretty aggressive, and you certainly don't lack confidence. What would your timetable be?
For me, me personally, I'm going to go into spring training full throttle, and I'm going to try and blow the doors off, you know, GM's mind and all the other coaches as well. So for me, I'm going into spring training, you know, thinking about number one. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about the big leagues. That's all that's on my mind, and that's all that has been on my mind the past little while here. So, no, I'm totally looking for the big leagues, and you know, that's where I feel where my game's at, and where my mind's been after the past while here. So now I'm 100% looking for the big leagues. That's what I'm shooting for. So
how have you changed as a player since you've become a professional? You know, you talk to guys and they'll say that the game is a lot faster. Obviously, the more you go up, the farther you go up the ladder, the game is a lot faster. But just in terms of preparation and day-to-day stuff, how have you, I guess, changed your work ethic or changed how you go about things, you know, as you've sort of matured as a professional?
Yeah, for me, I had never ever played 140 games in a season before. So me as a young guy coming into that, I think I can go 1,000 miles an hour every single time at practice and batting practice and this and that. And you find out real quick that you can get real tired real fast. But for me, what I've learned is that, you know, just take your infield and take your reps, take that very seriously, take batting practice seriously, and, you know, try and channel your energies. And I think I've done a good job of that. And for me, just having, knowing that I got 140 games ahead of me, I've just been, you know, really trying to take care of my body and keep stretching. And the number one thing is just to keep, you just want to keep healthy. And that's what I've been trying to do. You can't play if you're not healthy. So that's my number one thing. I know if I can play 140 games, I know that something's going to go right for me. So I just, you know, try and focus on just getting my work in every day and just trying to get better. So
Brett Laurie joins us in the Fan 590. I know you're asked this question in the conference call. There are some photos of you that appeared in Deadspin. I'm sure you're tired of answering this, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. Hey, look, I thank God Deadspin wasn't around when I was 20. Thank God neither were cell phone cameras. But, you know, have you had to talk to the Blue Jays about this, or did they talk to you? Like, you know, sometimes I think we forget. I mean, you know, 19, 20-year-old guys are 19 and 20-year-old guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, that's for sure. Myself, I know that I'm, you know, I'm 20 years old, and but that's not an excuse. I'm not using that as an excuse at all, because I'm a professional, and professionals shouldn't be doing that sort of stuff. So, you know, those pictures were from a long time ago, you know, on a Halloween night. And obviously, you know, I'm still maturing as a person, and as a professional, I think this is just one of those things that's just a stepping stone. Obviously, you know, I'm learning from it, and I have learned from it, and, you know, I can promise that it won't happen again, so.
There was some talk when you were with the Brewers, and Keith Law had mentioned it on this channel, on this show, on the, I should say, in the station, on the Bob McCowan show. They talked about there was some concern that the Brewers were upset that you didn't go to the Arizona Fall League, things like that. You know, couple this with the fact that Alex makes pretty clear the fact that he likes bringing a guy in with swagger, and he likes bringing a guy in who's going to go 150 miles an hour. I mean, these are the things he likes. Do you feel you have anything to make up at all? You know, do you have to change anybody's mind about you?
No, I'm not changing anything about myself, and I don't think anybody wants me to. I think they've chosen me because I have that fire inside me, and they wouldn't have traded for me if they didn't like that fire. So I don't think there's much to change. Like I said, I'm still maturing as a professional and as a person. So. I'm just going to continue forward in what I've been doing, and, you know, hopefully I'm going to be in the big leagues coming up here, so, yeah.
Were there any issues with the Arizona Fall League?
No, not so much. No issues that I can say. Just, you know, this year just wasn't the cards, but it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just going to move forward, and I'm sure, you know, I'm going to have a great career with the Blue Jays coming up here.
What do you do in the off season to, like, do you have a workout routine? Do you work out with some guys, or because quite often a lot of guys they'll get together in a place like Arizona or something like that, and they'll take batting practice together. Do you, like, have a group of guys you work out with, or what exactly would your off season preparation entail?
You know, for me, I've always been that type of guy who works out kind of by himself. Sometimes I think when I work out in groups with people, I kind of get distracted sometimes. So that's kind of, you know, I kind of lose my focus for stuff. But for me, I go to the gym, I run, and I had been working out in Arizona. And then once I came to L.A., I had been working out at UCLA, and I had been working out, you know, just by myself, just mentally, and just working out hard. So for me, I think it's just more about myself during the off season and kind of working towards where I want to get.
Brett Laurie joins us in the Fan 590. How excited was your family when they found out that you were joining the Blue Jays?
No, they were very excited for me. Obviously, it's a great time for my family as well, to know that their son's going to be coming back into Canada to play some baseball. But I think their ultimate thought was that he gets an opportunity to play Major League Baseball, you know, in his own country, which is awesome. But I think they just wanted the best opportunity for me just to play Major League Baseball. So
BC is such a good training ground for baseball players in Canada. So many guys have come out of there. Could you tell us a bit? I've talked to scouts who tell me that the BC Junior League is just so well organized, and that it's so easy for scouts to get a read on a guy in that league. Could you just tell us a bit about sort of the process of you being – scouted by teams and how that developed? Because it really, if you look at the numbers of guys that come out of that league, there's a lot of top-end players. I mean, I'm not talking, you know, 20th-round draft picks. I'm talking first, second-round draft picks out of that sort of that area.
Yeah, for sure. I played in the BC Premier League. Played in it for 3 or 4 years, I believe. And, no, you just set yourself up for good opportunities. They play in a number of tournaments. You know, they have a scouting bureau up here where a number of scouts come and, you know, kind of watch your skills and that sort of thing. And then they also have the junior national team, which is big for Canadians in general, because it allows them to go down to Florida, allows them to go to Dominican Republic and play against all the professional teams in spring training and in instructional league. And we're also the scouts, but, you know, the States. So for Canadian guys, that's a big time. And I know it was for me when I was coming up towards the draft and building up since I was 15 to when I was 18. Those were some of the biggest times for me, was playing with the national team and just getting seen by the right people.
I'll ask you very quickly before I let you go, Brett Laurie, when did you know that you were going to be a baseball player? Like, when did you know that this was going to be your career path? Was there a game, a season? Something where you just said, "Yeah, this is it."
Well, I think my mom and dad knew that I was going to do something. They just didn't know when. But I think the defining point for me was when I was, I think, 15, playing with the junior national team, when I had my first legitimate shot in the World Junior Championships in Cuba when I was 15, and I did very well over there. And I think that's when something in their head snapped, and I think it did for me as well, that I knew baseball was going to be my career choice.
Brett Laurie, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the off season, and we will see you in Dunedin.
All right, take care.